Okay, this is a mantra. See, this Dakshinamurti mantra. And please understand, this Dakshinamurti, though we keep the murti here, this is a person, this murti, suppose we personify the pure knowledge, the source of all forms of knowledge, different disciplines, everything. Now, is what? Reality. So, the reality personifies reality as the source of knowledge. The reality, absolute reality, as source of knowledge personified is Dakshinamurti. And here, so therefore, for the knowledge of the reality also, where can you go and worship? Understand? The source of knowledge being personified, you know, the Lord is invoked here as the source of knowledge, as the bestower of spiritual knowledge also. So when people who are given to the pursuit of Vedantic knowledge, spiritual knowledge, and we have to invoke the grace of the Lord as the bestower of spiritual knowledge, that's why Dakshinamurti. And especially this knowledge definitely frees one from fear of death, thereby fear for good. Okay, one becomes the utter fearlessness, the real strength. I told you many times this, absolute strength is, you know, absolute strength is what? Utter fearlessness. Utter fearlessness means being free from fear, the very phenomenon called fear. And being free from the very phenomenon called fear means being free from fear of death. Understand? And for which, that's why we say, and because one understands the what is death and all that. That is possible only in the wake of the knowledge of the self, being free from subject to time. Okay, only in the wake of the knowledge of the self being free from subject to time, one can become free from the fear of death. Understand? Only when if a person becomes free from fear of death, one can become free from the very phenomenon called fear. Then that is when a person can say, this is the strongest, bravest person, most courageous person. Understand? Otherwise, there's no. Otherwise, bravery is some degree of bravery. That's all. You can't say how brave the person is. And so here, and when you, then that is power. This is when knowledge is strength. When you say knowledge is strength, this is the meaning. Knowledge is strength means, why do you say knowledge is strength? Ignorance is weakness. Understand? And we want the knowledge which is real strength, the strength. And the bestower of knowledge, when you invoke the Lord as the bestower of knowledge, when you know the value of knowledge, you pray for knowledge. When you seek knowledge, when you pray for knowledge, and you have to invoke the Lord as the bestower of knowledge, this Dakshinamurti. And this Lord is here, always Dakshinamurti means one who sits facing the south. In India, southern direction always is looked upon as the time factor. Okay? And the north is known for knowledge. Northern is knowledge. Ganga flows in north. That's why in India it's very funny. Okay, every geographical thing also, we look at everything, there's a spiritual connections. Okay, northern direction is looked upon as, it stands for knowledge, south stands for south stands for time, death. And knowledge sees, in the wake of the knowledge, death disappears. Fear of death disappears. Understand? That is why Dakshinamurti, this particular murti, as long as there is ignorance, there can be fear of death. One, the wake of the knowledge, the fear of death disappears. Because the very death disappears. That is why Dakshinamurti is always, you know, present, sitting facing the south. Time disappears. Timelessness. The presence of timelessness, where is time? That is Dakshinamurti. And one who is expert in bestowing the knowledge, and also the one who is free from, one who is, you know, formless. Dakshinaha cha asau amurtischa Dakshinamurti. That's the meaning. Dakshinamurti. Therefore, And then there is a prayer, Om Namo Bhagavate Dakshina Murtaye, means Om, we say sound symbol of the Lord, and Namaha, salutations. Dakshina Murtaye means to the Lord Dakshina Murti. The Lord who is manifest as all, who is formless basically, and also who is the expert, you know, in bestowing, giving this knowledge. It's called Dakshinamurti. And there's a next sentence is a prayer. Mahyam means to me, and Shrihi, Shriyam means objective of Shrihi. Objective case, you know, Shriyam, Shrihi means stands for all that you want in life. What all you want in life is what? Wealth. Anything what you want, if you get it, it's a wealth. Good health is wealth. We are eating good food. Healthy food is wealth. Good health is wealth. Now, any pleasure is wealth. That's why Shrihi stands for all forms of arthas and kamas you want in life, you need in life. Okay, any comfort you need in life is what? Anything which makes your life comfortable is Shrihi. Because Shrihi stands for all forms of artha kamas you want in life. And Medha means the right, the good power of intellection, the sharp intelligence, the Medha Shakti. Sharp intelligence means what? Sharp intellect means, once you have, the sharper the intellect, the more you will see the right and wrong. The more you can live a life of better, you can live a life of dharma. Okay? That means it's all lack of, when your intellect is clouded, you are not able to see the right and wrong, and then you go against dharma. Therefore, sharp intelligence, sharp intellect means you will see the right and wrong very clearly, and you will not go against dharma. And once you have this sharp intellect also, the more you go by dharma, the more you live in tune with dharma, the more you can learn, the more you can grasp, the more you can understand. The more you can understand, the more you can retain. Okay? The more you live a life of dharma, calmer the mind, quieter the mind, more tranquil the mind, the more you can retain also. The more disturbed, you can't learn much, you can't understand. The clouded, confused, disturbed mind cannot understand much. To understand correctly, you need to be sharp. You need to be really cautious. The more you understand, the more you retain, the more you ascertain. Okay, therefore, good power of intellection implies the capacity to understand correctly and retain what has been understood, and to assimilate and ascertain what has been retained and understood. That's called Medha Shakti. One word Medha tells you so much. Understand? You ask for, just give me Medha Shakti, it's enough. So, Shrihi, all forms of wealth, which is inclusive of artha and kama, anything which you seek for security, anything which you seek for pleasures, is meant by the word Shrihi. Oh Lord, please bless me with all forms of artha kamas, all forms, anything that makes me feel secure, all they need for my security, to feel secure, and all the pleasures that I want in this life. Then also the wisdom, the clarity and strength to live a life of dharma, and also to capacity to understand subject matter of the shastram correctly, clearly, to retain and to assimilate that. Then thereby bless me with the ascertained vision of the reality, which is prajna. Prajna means self-knowledge here. Understand? All the three, you have asked for one sentence, you have asked for everything, artha, kama, dharma, moksha, everything. That is why it is a complete prayer. We don't neglect anything here. Mahyam, to me, okay, oh Lord, bless me with prayacha means, please do give, prayacha. Mahyam prayacha, do give me, please bless me. With what? Shriyam, Medha, and prajna. Okay, Shrihi Medha Prajna. Shrihi Medha Prajna. But when you say the objective case, Shriyam Medham Prajnam cha, prayacha. Okay, swaha, simply to say to hell, hail to thee. Not hell, okay, sorry, hail. Mm-hmm. We say this.
Om Namo Bhagavate Dakshinamurtaye Mahyam Shriyam Medham Prajnam Cha Prayacha Swaha. Om Namo Bhagavate Dakshinamurtaye Mahyam Shriyam Medham Prajnam Cha Prayacha Swaha. Om Namo Bhagavate Dakshinamurtaye Mahyam Shriyam Medham Prajnam Cha Prayacha Swaha. Om Namo Bhagavate Dakshinamurtaye Mahyam Shriyam Medham Prajnam Cha Prayacha Swaha. Om Namo Bhagavate Dakshinamurtaye Mahyam Shriyam Medham Prajnam Cha Prayacha Swaha.